Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone.
When the hurricane first started, at what point did you realize that you better take cover?
What happened to you during the hurricane?
What did you do right after the hurricane?
These questions are almost word for word what we at WLRN have been asking people as we collect stories for our Remembering Andrew series. But those particular questions were asked 20 years ago. In the months following Hurricane Andrew, grad students from the University of Miami collected dozens of oral histories.
The subject is Eve A. Koenig.
This recording is from December 2nd, 1992.
Background on the subject is as follows. She is an art teacher at Palmer Trinity School, whose art building was literally blown away and who was also homeless as a result of the hurricane.
The archive is called Voices of Andrew. It's packed with detailed accounts from all kinds of people, teachers, policemen, pastors, insurance adjusters. Almost all of them were in the thick of the storm.
And we realized the windows must have been broken and the water was about 6 inches at that level, and I thought we possibly might be going to drown in it because it kept rising up.
Then a little while later, I looked up and I noticed I could not see lightning coming through there, and I figured that the only way I could see lightning is if I had them back lost part of my roof.
I remember looking out the kitchen window and seeing that the carport was up in the bamboo, hanging up there. It was suspended.
Two things struck me about these interviews. Number one, this is just weeks after the hurricane, and these accounts of people's houses being torn down around them, they are remarkably calm. Number two, when we ask these same questions today, the memories of Andrew are just as vivid as they were 20 years ago.
Okay, I'm sitting in a hallway with two cats, my wife and a colleague, as I'm having a 168-mile-an-hour wind go over my head.
We had a Norfolk pine right outside, and branches were coming off of that, and that's a very dense wood, and it's hitting bang, 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 bang.
There is a difference between the way Andrew survivors talk about the hurricane today and 20 years ago. There's one question in the UM tapes that gets at this.
And was there a time during the storm that you thought you might not survive?
Well, I'd say about when it was about 5 o'clock, the wind was getting so strong and, you know, the walls were shaking inside the bathroom. I thought, you know, the worst was just yet to come. So I really didn't think we were going to make it through.
With this question, something changes. The tone of the voice, the wavering of the voice. They're still scared.
Was there a time during the storm that you thought you might not survive?
Absolutely.
How long did that moment last?
The moment lasted quite a while, probably about 45 minutes to an hour at the height of the storm, and it just continued on and on, the noise, the banging, the wind, the water surging.
So you stayed in the hallway the whole time?
No, we didn't stay in the hallway. We were unable to stay in the hallway because the walls were actually shaking and vibrating to such an extent, and the noise was deafening.
To give us a genuine sense of what actually happened in this extraordinary moment in history.
Eugene Provenzo is an education professor at the University of Miami. He created the Voices of Andrew project. He and his wife wrote a book from the oral histories called In the Eye of Hurricane Andrew. In the process of writing that book, Eugene listened to every single interview at least once.
As I re-listen to these interviews 20 years later, I find myself less connected to them, distanced from them. I think we maybe protect ourselves and set ourselves apart from these events. I think it's one of the reasons that it's so important to preserve materials like this.
Almost all of the Voices of Andrew oral histories are preserved online. You can find a link on our website, wlrnunderthesun.org. We're still collecting our own interviews. If you have an Andrew story to share, let us know at wlrnunderthesun.org. You're listening to Remembering Andrew on Under the Sun. I'm Kenny Malone.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.